Hey everyone, Mario Pereca here, and welcome to 10 Minute Mindset. We have a very special guest with us today. Megan Fenyo is here, and I'm super excited to get her on the line. But before we do that, we're going to go through our daily Geo Method just like we do every single day. And the Geo Method is a way in which we journal / meditate to set our daily outcomes, put intention and action behind those outcomes, and to do it all from a state of gratitude. And Geo is G-I-O. I like to work it back to front, so I always start with the O, and the O is, of course, outcome. The first thing we need to know is, what is your outcome? What is it that you want to achieve? What is it that you're striving for? What is your North Star? And when you think about your outcomes, they need to be two things. They need to be clear, and they need to be compelling. When I say clear, I mean specific. So what specifically do you want? Clarity is power. The clearer you make them, the better you'll know where you're going. And it's not just for your conscious mind, it's also for your unconscious mind, because when your unconscious mind knows exactly what direction that you desire to go in, it will start to notice opportunities around you. It will start to notice things that you typically wouldn't pick up on, and it'll start to help guide you in that direction. And it's got to be compelling, because you have to be excited about it. It has to create emotion. Remember, a thought in and of itself has very little creative power, but when a thought is backed with emotion, it becomes infinitely more powerful. So how much emotion can you put behind it, and why is it a must in your life? Because we don't always do what we should do, but we do always do what we must do. So how can you make this outcome a must in your life? And that leads us right into the I of Geo, which is intention. And when I say intention, what I mean by that is, what do you intend to do about it? Now that you have this clear and compelling outcome front and center in your mind and your attention is solely focused on it, what are you going to do? And I like to set three intentions every single day. Number one, what's one thing you're going to do within the hour? Because right now, your energy and your state is at its peak. What are you going to do? One thing that you're going to complete right now to begin to attract that outcome into your life. Number two, what's one thing that you can do within the 24 hours of today so that by the end of today, you have two outcome-focused action items completed that are guiding you towards your outcome? And finally, what's one thing that you're going to focus on over the course of the next week or so, something that maybe takes a little more time to develop, maybe you're collaborating with other people, but something that keeps that outcome in the back of your unconscious mind for the long term, so that you're always noticing those things around you that can help get you there. And finally, the G in Geo is gratitude, because the state you're in is the X factor through this whole process. And gratitude is one of the most powerful states we can be in, because when you're in a true state of gratitude, you cannot feel a negative emotion. This is where I like to bring meditation into the mix. What are three things that you can meditate on for at least 5 minutes in the morning that get you into that state of gratitude? Not just thinking that you're grateful, not just saying that you're grateful, but actually getting into that state, because gratitude's like a muscle. The more often we get into it and the deeper that we can get into it, the more often it will show up in our life. I like to focus on three things here as well. Number one, what's one thing that I get every day? What's one thing that I receive every day? I like to think about the small things, because the small things lead into the big things. And if you can create massive amounts of gratitude around the small things, you'll be able to create even more gratitude when the big things happen. So what's one small thing that maybe you fell into the law of familiarity, maybe you just haven't thought about, but that you can now put intention behind and be grateful for? Number two, what's one thing that you give every day? Because you have the power to give as much as you want. And it is in giving that we receive, and through contribution that we create fulfillment. So what's one thing that you get to give to the world that creates an impact that you can create real gratitude around each and every day? And finally, what's one thing that you are? Because your identity is what drives your results. Who you believe you are. Our greatest need as a human being is to act in accordance with who we believe we are. So who do you believe you are? Instead of using disempowering self-talk, empower yourself. Tell yourself, I am unstoppable. I am powerful. Things always work for me. The world is happening for me. And when you do that, and when you begin to show up that way, you will transform, you will break through those barriers, and you will begin to work and build momentum towards your desired outcomes. And that's Geo. We do it every single day. Gratitude, intention, outcome. That builds a strong foundation for your day. And if you do it throughout the day and you do it more often, it will build momentum towards those outcomes that you desire to achieve. And now I would like to bring on Megan Fenyo. She is a veteran. So first and foremost, I want to thank her for her service. She is a licensed clinical social worker, a transformational mindset coach, a professional speaker, and an author. As a transformational mindset coach, she transforms negative self-talk into positive self-empowerment, helping people believe that they are enough. Through coaching, leadership, consulting, and speaking engagements, she's helped hundreds of people accurately assess their challenges and identify ways they can change, capitalizing on the strengths they already have while building new ones. She's currently working on a book that is going to be released very soon. I'll let her talk about that a little more and tell you when that's coming. It's called You Are Enough, 5 Steps to Move from Struggle to Strength. And she's been featured on multiple podcasts as well as various other print and online magazines. You can find out more about Megan, plus get a ton of free training tools and more at her website, which is missionstrengthsd.com. Megan Fenyo, welcome to 10 Minute Mindset.
Thank you so much, Mario. I'm so honored to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And before we get into all the good stuff, tell us about your book, because I'm so excited for you and I'm so excited to read it myself.
Thank you. I was just listening to what you were saying, you know, reading the bio and everything like that. Sometimes you just don't pay attention. And for some reason, I got kind of emotional when you were like reading it, because I'm at the pivotal point in this process of the book. The book comes out August 15th, and it's been a whirlwind. And it's like, I'm finally at the point where I can be like, oh my goodness, I am publishing a book. Like, I'm super proud of myself. And so I have to admit, I got a little emotional there for a minute when you were reading that. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I've done some books myself, and mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with the process. And I know exactly how you feel when you said you're getting a little emotional. And what I've come to realize is with most authors, or most people, I should say, everyone wants to have a book, but nobody really wants to do the work of writing the book. How was that process for you? And what did you learn about yourself through that process?
I was in the midst of pure heartache, turmoil. I was in the thick of it. And I had on my bucket list to write a book by the time I was 40. But because I was going through all of this personal stuff, the book is becoming, you know, it's getting done a year earlier. And so for me, people often ask that. And I don't remember the process of writing, because for me, it was a healing journey because I was in the thick of everything that was going on in my personal life. So for me, it was part of the process of healing. And so there was never a time where I sat down and I was like, oh, I gotta write. Now with the, you know, the editing and layout and, you know, getting everything done, that has been super stressful. But when it came to the book, I just sat down and wrote. I was very, very lucky, I think, to be able to have that process.
The title of the book is You Are Enough, 5 Steps to Move from Struggle to Strength. So what are the 5 steps? Can you let us in on even a few of them?
Oh, yeah. So I am actually doing sneak peeks from the book. If you go to my website and on my blog, there's sneak peeks every week. And I just did a sneak peek on step 3. So the first step is what I call discovering your true self. And it takes you through a process of figuring out what you truly want in life and what's stopping you from getting there. And it goes very, very in depth. The book has journal questions at the end of each chapter. And then there's places for people to journal. So as they're reading the chapter, hopefully, you know, people will be able to take notes and just really get into what this means for them and how their mindset is possibly stopping them from achieving the life that they want. And then step 2 is visualizing your passion and purpose. So once you're able to say, okay, yes, there's something that I need to do in my life or that I want to do, for our mindset, we need to visualize that. And what does that look like? And how do you get to that point of really finding your purpose and then having the passion to go after it? And so there's a lot of questions in there and exercises that I offer for people to kind of start that journey. And then step 3 is called grounding yourself, which honestly is probably my favorite chapter, because it talks about when we decide or we make the decision to go after something, when we figure out who we truly are, that is when our mindset really takes over. And having to learn to combat those, you know, limiting self-beliefs, the self-doubt, the negative self-talk is truly, truly important so that you don't get stuck again. And so I talk a lot about grounding skills. And throughout the book, I share my journey. I get very vulnerable. It's the most vulnerable project I've ever done. And then throughout the book, tell people and show people how I've used each of these steps in my own life. And then step 4 is creating a strength plan. So that includes, you know, continuing to do the grounding skills, adding self-care, time management, all of the things that we need to do in order to be successful and in order to have a healthy mindset. Because it's not just what we think, but it's also what we're doing every single day that's important. And then the last one is kind of what I call, you know, strengthening your healthy habits. So we can get to a place where things are going good, you know, we're making our goals, you know, not much chaos or drama, and we can find ourselves getting complacent. And I've struggled with that as well, where maybe I'm not doing as much self-care. Maybe I'm not, you know, managing my time well, or, you know, and talking about the importance of having to continue to do these skills, to do the self-care, even when things are going well for you. Because a lot of people, including myself, have found when they do come up against a problem or a situation and they haven't been using their skills, they can often find themselves going back to square one or where they've been stuck before. So that's kind of a gist of all the steps.
If people want to go through those five steps, they can get a copy of your book. When is this book going to be out?
August 15th. There'll be a print version and a Kindle version.
August 15th, you can grab a copy of Megan's book, You Are Enough, Five Steps to Move from Struggle to Strength. And she just outlined those five steps. Megan, the thing about 10-Minute Mindset is it just goes so fast. So yeah. I'm going to give you the floor for the final word. Go ahead and whatever you want to leave listeners with. But before I let you do that, I want to remind everyone that Megan has promised to come back tomorrow. We will have more time with her. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast, 10minutemindset.com. You can do that there. And don't miss tomorrow with Megan. So Megan, the floor is yours for the final word.
Thank you so much. I'm going to make it simple. It's just one of the quotes that I end all of my podcast interviews with and all of my speaking engagements. It's basically this. I want your audience to never forget that you are enough, just as you are in whatever season you're in. And the more you celebrate and focus on that, the more you will empower your strength.
Thank you so much for being here, Megan. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. And I want to remind everyone, 10minutemindset.com, join the Facebook group, subscribe to the podcast, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with a brand new 10-Minute Mindset.